Simple words on a page with pictures beside. This is all I have, this humble book. But oh, what words, what pictures, what a book. I am P.J. Lynch, Laureate Nanogue of Ireland, and you're listening to Night Night Northwest.
Do you like coming to the library?
Yes.
Who said no? Keelan, you don't like coming to the library?
No.
Why not? Jessica.
Hello.
Jessica here says she likes the library. You like the library, Jessica? Why do you like the library?
To read books.
So hello and welcome to everyone here and to all our listeners at home. Today we are recording from Carndonagh Community Library. This is the third episode of Night Night Northwest. Over the course of this radio series, we will bring you 14 unique programmes, all based on Irish children's literature. You will hear stories about a snobby cat, a dreaming tree, a little bear who just can't sleep, and Daddy Nut Brown Hair who says, "Guess how much I love you." We are delighted to be joined today by second class pupils from Scoil Mhuire Glenealy. This evening I'll be reading from a wonderful book entitled Olana's Big Day, written by Natasha McAvard and illustrated by Ray Faulkin of the Cartoon Salon. Hello guys.
Hello.
Hello. Did you ever see this book before?
No.
Yes, you did, Jessica. What does it say in the front? Olana's Big Day. Has anyone got any idea what this might be about from the picture on the front? What about you, Cade?
It must be she might be going to school and it must be a big day where they have, after school, they have a big party and then she needs to get ready for something that she's going to go sing on a
and you get that from that picture. So on the front of the book, you describe it for me, Rebecca. What's the picture about?
They're doing music.
There's lots of people and lots of instruments. What do you think, Callum? What's going to happen in this book?
Maybe they're going to play music.
I think so. So you know at the back of a book, it always tells you what the whole story is about. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah? So when you pick up a book and you look at the front and you go, oh, I like that. And then look at the back and then it'll tell you. So will we read the back?
Yeah.
Yeah. So on the back of this book, it says, there's great excitement when the school band is chosen to march in the St. Patrick's Day parade. Olana practices really hard on her tin whistle. At last, the big day arrives and they line up with the stilt walkers, the bagpipers, the dancing leprechauns. Then disaster strikes. But Olana and her granny back in Nigeria saves the day. Do we like the sound of that story?
Yes.
Yeah. What is the disaster going to be? Has anyone got an idea? Yes, Ellie Mae?
People might mess up their songs.
Yeah, that could happen. Jessica?
One of the instruments could get broke.
One of the instruments might get broken. That's a really good guess. What about Cade?
They must just be too frightened to go on the stage.
Why do you think they might get nervous to go in the parade? What were you going to say, Jo?
One of the stilt walkers might have fell.
Oh, dear. Will we see what happens? Olana's big day. The postman who came to Olana's house early every morning was called Paddy. Olana loved to look out for Paddy and see what he had brought. Sometimes he brought boring letters with Mama or Papa's name typed on the front. Sometimes he brought lovely, colourful postcards from Olana's uncle, who was travelling around the world. Best of all were the parcels from Mama Bayo, all the way from Nigeria. Mama Bayo was Olana's granny. Olana was sad that Mama Bayo lived so far away. When she got parcels from her, It made her feel much closer. Olana would bring the stamps into school and Ms. Carr, her teacher, would stick any new ones onto the big map of the world that hung by the window. Mama Bio often sent something she had knitted for Olana, like a warm cardigan or a blanket. She sent a lot of scarves too. Mama said that Mama Bio was worried about the cold weather in Ireland and wanted Olana to be nice and warm. Olana loved her scarves, the orange and blue one, the pink and purple one, and the one with all the colours of the rainbow. But her favourite was the long green and white scarf. Mama Bayo had made it in the colours of the Nigerian flag, and it was just like the one Papa wore to football matches. Paddy the postman always gave Olana an extra big smile when he brought a parcel. Special delivery from Nigeria, he would say. Now don't eat it all at once, especially if it's another scarf. Then he would wink and climb back on his bicycle. Every Friday, Olana had band practice. She played the tin whistle in the school band, and so did Kira, who sat next to her in class. Stop chattering, everyone, called the band leader. Line up in your places, all together now, keep in step. Round and round the hall they marched. The trumpets tooted loudly and the flutes played softly. Bang, bang went the drum. When practice was over, the children ran to put away their instruments. Olana kept her tin whistle in her school bag. Tommy didn't because he played the drum. Olana didn't think you could get a school bag big enough to carry a drum. Tommy looked so funny carrying the drum. It was nearly as big as himself, with a special strap that went over his shoulder and around his back. But when he started playing, he didn't look funny anymore. He looked really cool. Olana didn't like to stand too close to him when he was playing the drum. It made her want to put her hands over her ears, which is difficult to do when you're playing the tin whistle. They were getting ready to leave when the band leader clapped her hands together for attention. Boys and girls, I have some exciting news. We are going to march in the St. Patrick's Day parade in 2 weeks. So we need to practice very hard to make sure everything is perfect. There was a buzz of excitement all around the hall. What's St. Patrick's Day? Olana whispered to Kira. You know, Paddy's Day, said Kira. Paddy the postman has a special day. Olana had never heard of this. Maybe it was a custom in Ireland. In Nigeria, postmen didn't get a special day to themselves, she told Kira. No, silly, Kira laughed. Not Paddy the postman. Saint Patrick. He's Ireland's special saint. We don't have to go to school on his feast day, and there's a huge parade with floats and dragons and all kinds of puppets. And girls dancing and pipe bands playing out at Stefan. And us, said Tommy. And you can eat all the sweets you want, Kira said. I'm saving mine up. I'm going to eat at least 4 packets. I'm going to eat 5 bars of chocolate, Tommy said. And everyone wears green and your mum puts shamrock on your clothes, Kira said. Olana thought it sounded a little bit like Independence Day in Nigeria, where there were parades and everyone celebrated together. All the boys and girls practiced their tunes to get ready for the parade. Olana and Kira met in the schoolyard at break time to practice the tin whistle together. Olana told her parents about St. Patrick's Day. It was a holiday for everyone. Papa wouldn't have to go to work. He could come to watch Olana in the parade. Olana wished Mama Bio could come too, but it was too far for her to travel. Will we see some of the pictures? Yeah? So this book is illustrated by Ray Forkin from the Cartoon Salon. So he's a really good illustrator, look. So where's this in the story? Whose house is that?
Olana's.
That's Olana's house. Isn't it a very colourful picture, Callum?
Yes.
And where's this?
At the school.
And do you remember, what does this illustrate here, Callum? What did the teacher do with Olana's stamps? Do you remember in the story?
She put them on a board.
She did. That's a good idea, isn't it? Did you want to say something?
I like the library because I like reading.
You do? Like, what books do you like to read?
I like to read Dr. Seuss books.
Oh, he's one of my favourite. Can you think of any of his stories?
He has green eggs and ham.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. He has the cat and the hat, and he made his second cat in the hat as well.
The cat and the hat. Do you all know that story?
Yes.
Oh,
that's
a great story. That's a great choice, Dominic. Dr. Seuss is fantastic. Who else has any favourite authors? Ellie May.
Well, sometimes I come in with my mum because I like reading the Rainbow Magic books.
Rainbow Magic, I know what they are. Yeah, they're nice, aren't they? What about you, Joan?
Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl, yes. Does everyone know who Roald Dahl is?
Yeah.
You do? Can you name any of his stories? Any of his books?
Revolting Rhymes.
BFG.
Revolting Rhymes.
Matilda.
The Wicked Adventures of Charlie and Matilda.
Yes. Sophie Matilda.
Matilda.
Matilda. What about you, Callum?
James and the Giant Peach.
Yeah,
the
Twits. You're really familiar. The Twits.
The Twits.
What about...
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
He did. The great elevator.
He made the glass elevator.
The glass elevator, which is the same as Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, isn't it? And do you know that?
There was one more book as well, The Complete Adventures in Charlie the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah. So you're all very good at reading then, yeah?
At last, this special day was here. Mama ironed Olana's band uniform and put ribbons in her hair. As they were leaving, Olana grabbed her green and white scarf and wrapped it around her neck. She hoped the band leader wouldn't notice. They weren't supposed to wear scarves with their uniforms, but Olana wanted Mama Bio to be part of the parade too. The band met in the car park near the church. The sun was shining, but it was a cold day. The children stamped their feet to keep warm. Kira noticed Olana's green and white scarf. "Did your granny knit that scarf for St. Patrick's Day?" she asked. "Not really. Green and white are the Nigerian colours," Olana told her. "But they're the right colours for St. Patrick's Day too." Nearby, some of the performers were getting ready. There were girls in Irish dancing costumes, their ringlets bouncing as they practised their steps. There were men wearing kilts and carrying strange-looking instruments. "They're bagpipes," Tommy explained. "You have to blow into them very hard, and they make a strange noise, like cats." Men in shiny costumes walked on stilts and tried not to bump into the leprechauns who were leaping around. A huge dragon waved its long green and yellow tail. The band got into their places behind Tommy and his big drum. Olana felt nervous, but excited too. Then suddenly, disaster. The strap holding Tommy's drum broke and the drum fell onto the ground. The band leader stuck out her foot just in time to stop it rolling down the road. What were they going to do now? The drum was the most important instrument in the band. They couldn't march without it. The parade was about to start. There was no time to fix the strap. Tommy looked like he was going to burst into tears. Then Olana had an idea. "My scarf," she said. "We can use my scarf instead of a strap." "Great idea, Olana," said the band leader. She took Olana's scarf and tied it onto the drum, then helped put it over Tommy's head and settled it around his shoulder. It worked. All the boys and girls cheered. "Quickly, everyone, back to your places," said the band leader. Tommy began banging the drum, their signal to move off. Olana marched proudly behind Tommy, playing her tin whistle. When the parade passed by Mama and Papa, Olana saw them cheering and waving. The band was a great success. Olana couldn't wait to get home to ring Mama Bio. She told her all about the parade and how Mama Bio's green and white scarf had saved the day. Did you like that?
Yes.
You did? So who predicted that something was going to happen to one of the instruments? Jessica, you did, didn't you? Yeah, you were right, weren't you? Yeah? So what do you think of that story? You liked it?
Yes.
Did it remind you of St. Patrick's Day?
Yes.
My brother's called Patrick.
You have a brother called Patrick?
And my neighbour's called Patrick. And my my brother's called Patrick, and my granny's neighbour's called Patrick, and his son's called Patrick.
Lots of Patricks in Ireland, isn't there? And what about Nigeria? Did anyone ever hear of Nigeria before?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan?
It's a country.
It's a different country. Is it far away, do you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is very far away. Kate?
I heard it from the World Cup.
Yeah. Yes.
When they were playing Argentina.
Nigeria played Argentina.
And they lost. Argentina lost.
They lost. Now, what else is happening? Who are these guys? Do you know who they might be? Is this Olana's mum and her dad?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And who's this with the tin whistle? That's a clue.
Olana.
Do we like Olana in the story?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you think Olana felt coming from Nigeria to live in Ireland? Do you think it'd be different?
Yeah.
Very different?
Yeah.
What differences would there be? Ellie Mae.
Well, it's far away and they might do different traditions.
Different traditions. Very good answer. Yeah. Here they are at rehearsals. Who's this then?
Tommy.
How did you know?
Because he had the drum.
There's the big drum. One, two, three. Bang, bang, bang. Here's all her friends. Now, what's happening here, Callum?
They're getting ready for St. Patrick's Day parade.
And what do we see here? We see a little girl.
Olana's scarf.
And the big green and white. So it's huge. Does anyone here play an instrument? Okay, let's see. Let's start with Adam. What do you play?
I play a tin whistle.
You play the tin whistle like Olana? Tiernan?
I play drums.
Drums like Tommy? Very good. Ellie Mae?
Well, I used to play the guitar, but now I play the piano and I'm really good at it.
You're very good at it. Well done. Do you like it?
Yeah.
It's a nice way of playing an instrument, isn't it? Keep at it. What about Dominic at the back?
Well, I don't play an instrument, but I want to play the harp.
The harp? And what made you decide on the harp? That's a very unusual instrument, isn't it?
I just think it sounds nice when you can play it.
It does. Emmett, what do you play?
Drums.
Drums, there's a couple of drummers. And Jessica?
I use my brother's guitar.
Guitar. Guitar is a good one.
I just take my brother's guitar without asking. I just, he's always asking, I hide it in my room.
What else would we say about this story? Do you think Olana's fitting in? Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think the children are being nice to her?
Yeah.
They are. Yeah. Do you think that's important?
Yeah.
What's this? That's the dragon. Remember the dragon in the story? Yes, Ellie.
I went to the Derry Halloween Festival and there were big things like that on it.
Yeah.
They were on like a thing that you had to push as wheels on it.
Did you like them?
Yeah.
Were they good?
I got to stand up front.
You did? Very good. So do you all come to Carndonagh Library? Yeah.
No.
Do you all have library cards?
No.
No. No. Yes. You should.
No.
You should get a library card.
My bigger brother does.
I take three books.
Three books? You can take one book, two books, three books, 10 books. And do you know how much it costs?
Free?
Nothing.
What?
It's all free. Yes.
How much is a library?
Free because it's a library.
The library's free. See all these books in here?
Yeah.
You can take them out whenever you like. Yeah. And I bet you this book is here.
Yeah. I'm getting that one.
Are you going to get this one? That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Dominic.
Can you get one book if you don't have a library card?
No, you need a library card. But it's very easy to get. Yes, Ellie Mae.
Well, once when I was always coming in, when I got the book when I came back, we noticed that was there, and then someone came and told us how to use it, so now we get to use it whenever we were here.
The computers?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can use the computers as well. Yes, Cade?
I always take out the books over there. They're called, like, the Lamma United books. I've already read one. It's called Lamma United.
It's about football?
Yeah.
Manchester United. So who over here said they liked football? Was it you, Joe? Who said they liked football earlier? It was Ryan, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So there's loads of football books here, Ryan.
All of us like football.
All of you like football.
Some of us don't.
Football's the best thing in the world.
Love it.
kid, kid,
lots of kids.
Who's the best
Ryan,
and Joe and Joe like football.
Yes, Dominic.
Can you read a book from the library but not take it with you if you don't have a library card?
Yes, you can. That's a good question. You can come in. Anyone can come into the library and just sit down and take out whatever you like, or sit and read whatever you like. You can even come in here and read the papers. You can go on the computers.
My granddad always takes a paper every night. My granny goes out to buy him one, and then every night he goes to read it.
Reads the paper. Can you all read then? So yeah. You're 7 and 8. You should be good at reading now, yeah? And do you read every day?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No, football.
You read big novels, Ellie Mae?
And I read
I read the Olympic Kid, Roald Dahl, and some other books.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Like David, I have one David Williams book.
David Williams is very funny, isn't he? Any other questions, Callum?
I like Roald Dahl the best.
I like him too. Do you know what age my youngest fella was when he got his library card? You're not going to believe this. You won't even be able to guess.
One.
No.
Three.
No.
Zero.
Four.
Nearly.
Five.
4 weeks old.
Isn't that silly?
Can you read? Simple words on a page with pictures beside. This is all I have, this humble book. But oh, what words, what pictures, what a book. I am PJ Lynch, Laureate Nanogue of Ireland, and you're listening to Night Night Northwest.
That's it from this episode of the series. I'd like to thank the children from Scullamhira, Glenealy. Please join us next week when we will be broadcasting from Bundoran Community Library, and we will be joined by the pupils from St. McCartan's National School. So until next week. So will we give a little round of applause to the special, special people here this evening? You guys.
Olana's Big Day, read by Alison Toomey. Written by Natasha McAwarge, illustrated by Ray Forkin of the Cartoon Saloon. First published in 2009 by the O'Brien Press.
Night Night Northwest Series 2 was written, produced, directed and presented by Alison Toomey, with sound recordist Mary Harkin and editor Orla Malone. A Real Films production, funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee, along with the Donegal County Council Library Service and Creative Ireland.